You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to the Tech with Heart show. My name is Michelle Calloway. I am your host. Tech with Heart is a nonprofit organization focused on enlightening and empowering small business owners to be able to embrace technologies and systems and strategies that are going to help them stay competitive and relevant in a rapidly changing digital business landscape. And today's topic is about invisible technology that leads to business growth, invisible business growth. So the idea here is that technology should be invisible. It is meant to work behind the scenes to empower small business owners to create more efficiencies in their business so that they can focus on the things that really matter, and that is connecting human being to human being. So we're going to talk about three key areas in which technology can really boost a company's efficiency, take away some of those mundane routine tasks that anybody can do, allowing businesses to be more efficient in their communication and their follow-up with potential customers, existing customers, and past customers. It's really all about communication, right? It's about connecting human being to human being. So yeah, you, the human being, needs to make sure that the message is right, but that message can be relayed out to those potential clients, existing clients, and past clients via technology, automation, and that's meant to only be a tool. It's not meant to remove our need to connect with one another. So let's dive in. Let's start with talking about the need and usefulness of a customer relationship management software. This is replacing the old Rolodex. It's replacing the old like manual like notebook where you have people who opted in for your business coaching program this particular month or whatnot. It is an online system that allows you to create contact profiles for each unique person and do so much more, like track that particular person's, how do they come in, identify them, organize all of your contacts based upon, let's just say, these all came in and they opted in for this one cohort, right? So now within this one cohort, you're going to have certain messages that can get automatically sent out to them via email and text to make sure that they're given all of the information that they need to move forward with you now that they've opted in. And you can also track any conversations that come in through any of your chat portals, right? So you can actually trigger a certain workflow from a CRM contacts profile based upon their behavior and things that they've clicked on or replies that they have made. You can automate all of those responses so that you're able to organize contacts. You're able to segment out from those contacts what message you should send to whom. And you're able to then create a tracking mechanism to identify where people are at in certain parts of the journey. So let's just talk about a buyer's journey. First, they need to be made aware of you and the solutions that you offer to solve the problems that they have. And then they go through this process where they begin to know, like, and trust you. They go from a potential lead to a lead to a warm lead to an actual like converted sale, right? Or not. And so those are things called pipelines that you're able to track each phase of the buyer's journey in your CRM as well. And that's a beautiful, that's data, that's knowledge that you really need as a business owner to identify where you're at with things. And you don't have to juggle all of this manually. You can automate certain processes. So let's just say somebody moved from, I'm just learning about you. Now they've opted in to, you know, download your lead magnet. Your CRM can track that they have opted in to download that ebook that you've created for a lead magnet. And now that now sends that person on the pipeline into a different stage of the pipeline or the buyer's journey. And that back end has an automated workflow associated with it that will automatically now send them a new email message or a text message to give them access to the thing that they've opted in for. Plus now they're warmer. They're a warmer lead. So you're going to send different messaging to them than if they were still in the just getting to know you phase of a really more of a cold lead. So being able to automate all of these processes, being able to segment, to track, to categorize, organize, and identify what you can have automatically happen when certain people do certain things is amazing. It is going to allow your business to grow because you are able to have more data that you can control how you want certain things to happen rather than, oh, did I remember to do that? You don't want to be doing these things manually. There's no need to do them manually. It's time to jump on the technology bandwagon and set it up, or have people like our organization set it up for you so that you are off to the races running fast, growing fast, focusing on only the things that are going to grow your business and, of course, help those that you're helping, serving, you know, products, services, or whatnot. So we talked about a CRM. A CRM allows you to organize. It allows you to track through pipelines the buyer's journey, and then, of course, automate certain behaviors on the back end through different stages. So there's automations involved that take care of that, getting that message out there for you. Now we're going to talk about scheduling and communication, right? So there are many ways that people can communicate with you, and sometimes it can be overwhelming. Let's just say you have an email. So people can email you. That's a great way to communicate. They can text you. That's another way. But what about like all of those social platforms like LinkedIn or Instagram or Facebook, or I mean, TikTok even has a way where people can message you. And wouldn't it just be amazing if you could take all of those communication platforms, WhatsApp or any of these other like third-party VoIP platforms, and channel them all under one communication umbrella? It's possible with technology. You can actually harness technology to bring all your communications into one portal and be able to reply back to any communication that comes in from any platform and be able to reply back, and it will post to that specific platform. That is powerful. In the old days, you would have to go and open up Facebook Messenger if somebody messaged you through Messenger. You would have to go open up Instagram DMs in order to reply back. So now you can do all of that from one place. You don't have to go and log into any one of those accounts. It's all under one umbrella through another part of this powerful CRM that we're talking about. Some of these CRMs really do offer you all of this capability. We also want to talk about calendars and the difference between a calendar and a scheduler. Now, everybody can access a free calendar. Google makes it very easy for you to create a Gmail account and get an associated calendar that would be associated with that email account that you created. The beautiful thing about calendars is that you can sync it up with your personal calendar, to your business calendar, and then to maybe your partner's calendar. So you can even get visibility into when your partner is available, right? So that's nice to be able to see. But what really is meaningful and powerful and useful is when you are able to create certain types of calendar events that you can allow people to schedule time with you. So for instance, if you want to offer a free consultation, you may only want it to be a 15-minute consultation. Well, through a scheduler, you can connect that calendar that you have and make it so that it identifies that when this particular calendar or scheduler, this type of event is being scheduled for a consultation, it needs to block out 15 minutes. It needs to look on your calendar for your availability and only make those available slots show up to the person who's trying to book with you. There are many calendar platforms out there that do offer schedulers, but not every one of them will allow you an unlimited amount of types of events. So if you want to have like a 1 hour conversation with people who have opted in to work with you, then you would make that calendar available to them. Or I'm sorry, there's that schedule link available to them. And so the neat thing about technology is that it's getting better, and you can actually take somebody to the point where they're even able to collect money by scheduling a certain type of an event with you and it collects the money and it's secure and goes through a payment gateway and everything through this scheduling platform. So a powerful CRM will also allow you to have multiple types of calendars with different types of schedulers. And we also want to talk about, so we got AI, conversational AI. Have you guys heard about it? I'm sure you have. It's been out there since 2022 when OpenAI ChatGPT came out. Conversational AI is taking AI to a whole nother level, right? We originally had access, or certain companies had access to AI, but it was very, very expensive. Now, conversational AI is really being made available for a lot of smaller businesses, the ones that don't have the big, huge budgets. But the power of a conversational AI chatbot versus the old school chatbots that had to be pre-programmed to identify certain keywords that would trigger certain answers that would respond from just the chatbot. So chatbots have always used automation. Now they're able to use conversational AI in a way that actually allows them to communicate to somebody coming in through a portal, whether it be your website or your social media or even a SMS message, a text message. You're able to empower this AI by training it through everything that you've ever written, every blog you've ever created, every web page that you put out there, and any product or services, of course, that you're offering. You train this intelligent, smart AI chatbot with everything all about your business, and then it's empowered to act as if it's your personal customer service assistant representing your company in a way that is far more robust and conversational. The flow is very natural than ever before. So really recommend you leverage the power of that conversational AI, because a lot of times when people are just learning about you, they've just maybe they did a keyword search on Google. Google sent them to fed up your information. They clicked on a link and now they're on your website or your social platform and they want to ask a question. It's so important to be able to allow them to communicate in the time that they want to communicate and in the way that they want to communicate. Remove all those barriers. It opens up that human to human connection, but you're utilizing AI to kind of warm them up, right? Like, be there when you're not able to be there, right? You want to allow that potential customer the ability to ask a question and get an intelligent response. Ultimately, your chatbot should be able to inform them with answers to all their questions and then lead them to either clicking a button to purchase an offering or clicking a button to book time with you. That is the power of these conversational AIs. You're no longer having to spend thousands and thousands of dollars hiring somebody to go program your AI bot to respond properly. It is able to create intelligent responses in the tone of voice that you want it to have. It's powerful. I really, really recommend you look into that. And if you don't know where to begin, again, you can reach out to us. Tech with Heart, again, a nonprofit organization. We are here to elevate you by enlightening and empowering you with what's available in the realms of technology, systems, and strategies. All right, so now we're moving down to talk about email and text marketing systems. Now, this is another thing. With a Gmail account, you can, of course, email anybody that you want with whatever you want, but it's more of a one-on-one kind of messaging platform. Whereas an email marketing and slash text marketing platform allows you to do email blasts. So it's one email going out to many. Again, going back to your CRM, being able to organize and categorize and segment your contacts creates lists that you can send people an automated email message to that you've created and crafted based upon what you know that they would want to hear from you. And you can do the same thing with text, with technology. So we're very thrilled to be able to, help small business owners understand how to leverage that email marketing and text marketing in a way that it's about the human to human connection, not just about blasting and vomiting upon people all the things that you're doing. That's amazing. No. Adding value. You want to make sure you're always adding value. So we do offer through the Tech with Heart nonprofit, we do offer guidance on how to make sure that your messaging is set up in a way that is valuable, it's relatable, it's resonating, it's important, it's creating like a compelling desire for those that are on the receiving end to take an action, and it's not overwhelming to them to the point where they just like want to just do not disturb, like turn everything off, like just block you. You don't want to do it that way. That is not the way to go. So yes, these platforms should also tie into your CRM so that again you can identify through the CRM who's been sent what message and who's actually taken action and who's clicked on what so that we can send them through a different workflow. So a lot of really cool things, guys, that are available to help your business run more efficiently. What I've seen so many times, and is where the business leader is an absolute guru in their area of expertise, and they all want to provide all this valuable help to have more impact on people's lives and just better people's situations. And they don't have the deliverability of said resources and services or coaching programs because they don't have their systems automated on the back end. So somebody may purchase a coaching program based upon what they see and hear from the expert. And they have all this expectation that when they exchange money, now all of these deliverables are going to come to them in a way that's easy for them to consume. But the guru doesn't have the foresight to have all of those deliverable processes set up in advance and automated in advance so that everything is just done for them so that they are communicating the way that they need to be communicating so that the person who's purchased with ease is able to just go forward with the steps that they need to take. So this is where we talk about invisible technology really does create visible growth. If the more you're smooth with your transactions, smooth with your process and your deliverables, the more people are going to be thrilled with you and recommend you because you are not only providing them with valuable impact through the knowledge that you're sharing or services that you're providing, but you're doing it in a way that others are very comfortable recommending you because their experience with you was amazing. So now we're going to talk a little bit about reputation. You know, when you find that you're doing all of these things well because you've got technology, on the back end working invisibly to help your business shine, you're going to want to take advantage of what we call reputation marketing. So this is another system that you can create that is an automated system. So you can request people leave a review for the meeting that you just had, or the event that you just held, or the product or services that you just finished delivering. You can automate the requests for those reviews. And when people do actually leave a review, you can go into that review and respond really quickly, or you can set it up so that your artificial intelligent conversational technology can go in and respond in an intelligent manner on your behalf. Because the quicker that you respond to, let's just say, a review on Google, the Google algorithm picks that up and identifies that you are an active business that's responding to reviews fast. They like that a lot. Google wants to continue to push up organizations that are responsive. And of course, obviously, getting good reviews. That's the goal here, right? You want to get reviews and get them when people are warm and have experienced your amazing services because you have taken the time to automate and smooth out the deliverables and set the expectations well and just look professional on all these levels. That is what technology can do for you behind the scenes, not remove our need for human-to-human connection, but just empower you to shine and show up even more powerfully and professionally as a business owner. So the other thing that we were going to talk about is the ability to track and analyze through analytics all of the things you got going on. Many businesses through marketing and sales, you've got ads running, perhaps you've got you know, you've got Google reviews coming in, and you also are running advertising campaigns through, it could be organic advertising. You're doing social media posting, you're doing blogging, you're creating marketing campaigns, messaging that's going out, you're hosting events. All of these things are marketing. Well, to be able to have one dashboard where all of those different channels and platforms are showing up under one dashboard to give you quick visible analytics as to how certain things are performing is so valuable, because if you're not tracking, then you don't know how you're doing, right? You really need to be aware of what is working so that you can do more of that. Analyze what's not working. So maybe you can shift a few things to see if it's going to improve it. So that's where this dashboard under the CRM is also very powerful, because you can just go to one location and see all the things that you need to be aware of so that you can make the best and most informed decisions to drive more business growth, right? All right, and we're going to talk about building community. That's the last thing that I want to talk about, because technology offers us the ability to create community around whatever it is that we're doing, whether it be a product or a service. For Tech with Heart nonprofit, we have a network, a business network community, and you can leverage different platforms to utilize their social aspect, like LinkedIn. You can create a group on LinkedIn, you can create a group on Facebook, and you can obviously create within this a CRM that we are utilizing. You can create a community group within that organization that's really meant to be more exclusive, right? So it could be private or it could be public, but the beautiful thing is it allows your not constituents, it's like customers, people who've opted in to become a member, you give them a platform in which they can see who's in there, connect with other business owners in there, have either one-on-one conversations in there, or they can have a one-to-many, one-to-the-whole group kind of conversation. Plus, you as a business owner, you can go in there and you can make resources available to them. So, like if it's a coaching program, you can have create a resource library right within that community group that will allow them to go and watch those videos, if that's a video, or download those documents. But you can also let them know, you know, through one post, like when's the next event for them to show up, and provide them the link. And it's not out there on social media anywhere for anybody to hack. It is your personal, privately held community group within a CRM system, so that everything that's happening in there is integrating into the CRM properly. So you're able to, again, track things that are happening and movement that's happening within those community groups. So those are just some tip of the iceberg type of technologies that should be running invisibly behind the scenes to help your business grow and grow faster, because you're removing the need for you to be in there doing all these things, or even for your assistant. Your assistant can now be focusing on other things that are actually going to churn revenue, increase revenue. Those are the types of tasks that you all want to be focusing on, right? The ones that create the revenue. So let go of all these other things, but take the time to set them up properly so that you are able to just soar. When all your wheels are going in the right motions and they're all greased and they're just flowing well, that feels so amazing. And it's actually quite like sexy, right? To be in business, but to not be fighting and having friction with the deliverables or the processes, it feels so good. You just kind of like, oh, I want more of that. But again, don't feel like by incorporating technology, you're going to ever lose sight of that human to human connection, because it's just a vehicle to help you do the things that you do better, do it well, right? So I wanted to let you know, because Tech with Heart is a nonprofit that's so focused on helping small business owners be successful, we've created what we call the Empower Package. So what that does is it provides you with the technology stack that would do all the things that I mentioned. We're talking about the CRM, which will allow you to organize all your contacts. It'll allow you to create pipelines for different buyer journeys and automate certain workflows behind those different stages of those pipelines, and also allow you to create an unlimited amount of calendars and schedule or type of events, and allow your team to organize and coordinate together in certain types of calendar events, and also empower you with an AI conversational chatbot that can be well trained very easily on all things your business. And then, of course, bring all of those communications into one umbrella to be able to quickly respond to all types of communications from one place, and utilize email and text marketing properly, all within one system. Again, you're not bouncing from this technology to this technology. It's all under one hood. And also be able to create a dashboard that provides you with the analytics and tracking that you need from all the different platforms, whether you're running ads on Facebook or Google, or, you know, what kind of website traffic are you having, and who's looking at what page for long, and who's opted in for this, who's opted in for that. All of that can be tracked on one dashboard. And you're also able to provide a community group within this platform, like, so you can have like exclusive or private or public community forum groups where people can communicate, and you can build up that relationship better and provide more value. And also to automate your reputation and manage your reputation online through requests, automated requests for reviews and automated responses for reviews. So we do have a platform that provides all of those services, as well as a lot more. There's even social media schedulers, the ability to invoice. It's very, very powerful. Trust me, I wouldn't be talking this way about any platform that I haven't tested and vetted. And I'm just in love with the tech stack that we're able to offer you. But on top of that, we're offering you 5 hours of setup and Kickstarter. We're going to get you off to the races and running as quickly as possible by us doing a lot of the things for you, so that you can just start shining, right? Really get going and really get going fast, rather than trying to absorb all this new information, all these new systems. And that could take time, right? It takes time. So we want to take that 5 hours and set everything up for you, so that you are off to the races and not struggling to figure things out. So if you want to learn more about this, you can go to empowermybiz.com. You can check it out, the package that we're offering. It's a monthly fee, but there's a setup fee. We're doing this because we believe in it. We know that it's not enough for us to enlighten you as to what's possible. Our goal is to empower you by helping you get that implementation going, and then embrace you all along the way, so that you are in community with others, then you can get the answers to your questions and feel held and nurtured while you embrace this technology that may not be in your wheelhouse, that may feel a little bit like, oh, I'm not sure about this. Well, trust me, you're not doing this alone. So empowermybiz.com is where you can go to learn more. And if you are a business expert and you have a valuable system, technology, or a strategy that you want to share with other small business owners in today's digital business landscape, please go to techwithheartnetwork.com. That's our community of business owners. You can ask to be an influencer and get interviewed on the Tech with Heart show there. But as a small business owner, you can also join the community for free. If you're not quite ready to take on the technology, but you just want to keep learning about different things that technologies or systems and strategies can do to help you grow, go to techwithheartnetwork.com and join our community for free. We'd love to have you. And I want to encourage you. You're not meant to do this alone, but you can do this. Okay. Here's to your success.